B-Pod Studios.
On the line with us right now from PhillyVoice.com, Jimmy Kempski. Jimmy, good morning.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing great, man. Hey, first off, Wawa, near and dear to all our hearts, and thank you for your article that I will consider a public service when it comes to telling people how to act at Wawa so that it benefits everybody as a Wawa customer.
I already got a Pulitzer for it.
I'm sure you did. And I will say this. I want people to go to the article and read it, obviously. But I think one of the best things you did was to really talk about order management. You don't go to Wawa for a 1,000 hoagie order. You go there because it's a 15-minute place.
Yeah, that doesn't happen as much locally here. But you see that a ton, specifically at the Jersey Shore, where people, you know, are driving down and then they'll walk into Wawa and they order like 10 to 15 hoagies for the beach or fishing trip or day drinking event or whatever it is. And first of all, you can call ahead and order that stuff. You don't pull up and just use the kiosk for 10 to 15 hoagies, because then you create this traffic jam of people around the hoagie. And like, everyone's got to wait for your garbage 10 to 15 hoagie order. And then it's just bedlam in the those Wawas tend to be a little smaller than the ones around here. Mm-hmm. There's just bedlam in those Wawas I'm getting mad just thinking about it.
You're fighting our case, Jimmy. We appreciate that, man.
That's right.
What is Jimmy Kempski's go-to at Wawa?
I like a meatball sub, Wawa's good for, it's great for like just grabbing it on the go. I'll get a turkey and cheese every now and again. I like the
turkey and cheese,
the hot turkey
great,
that
yeah.
they have. The hot turkey's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, not the, the cookies actually are surprisingly good too when you
yes,
get by the
are.
Register.
Oh, they are good. It's tough to ignore those cookies. Let's just face it. Wawa knows what they're doing. Put them right at the register. Like, I could have a cookie today. I could totally go for a cookie. They're right there.
$10 billion a year business.
We all love Wawa. We all have our Wawa go-tos. Definitely a good article on PhillyVoice.com. But, Jimmy, we also got to get a little bit into everything going on. Today's the day you can tag Nick Foles. If you're the Eagles, and that's been reported that might be their interest to do that, how do you see this whole thing playing out between the Eagles and Nick Foles?
Well, they have until March 5th to tag him, so it's not like that's going to happen today necessarily.
Right.
But today is the first day that they can tag him. I think they'd be crazy, personally, to tag him, unless they already had a trade in place. Say, for example, with the Jacksonville Jaguars, who, in my opinion, are really the only realistic team that they can get that done with. So I think they'd have to have that done before they tag him. And they actually have to tag him if they are going to trade him, because that's the only way they can keep him on the roster past the first day of the new league year, which is when they would be allowed to trade him. So they can't trade him until that point, and they'd have to have him on their team before that, you know, at that time. So they'd have to tag him in order to be able to trade him. So that's part of it. But if you tag him and you can't trade him, he's now gobbling up $25 million on your salary cap when you're already, you know, cap strapped as it is. And that basically means you can't do anything in free agency. And it also means that you have to restructure all kinds of contracts. And then in a worst case scenario, if you have him on your cap at $25 million and you're still trying to trade him, you might ultimately, you might not find as much interest as you thought you did. And you might wind up having to trade him for less than the third round comp pick that you'd otherwise get if he walked in free agency in the 2020 NFL draft.
The thing that has interested me is the transitional tag, where basically you allow Nick Foles to go out there and get those other offers, and then maybe you could work something out. I understand that goes away if he ends up going away after a transitional tag, but would that be an option by any means for the Eagles?
No, that doesn't do them any good, because the transitional tag, all that does is it allows them to match any offer that they get. And if they were to, if some team, you know, gave them an offer and they didn't match it, they don't get any draft pick compensation in return.
So there's no trade. So there's no trade on that. So I was a little curious about that, if that would be an option. Okay. So that's still allowed, but that essentially then gives Nick Foles the freedom, but not necessarily 100% of the freedom.
What gives him freedom?
The transitional tag. He still is able to go get other offers. It's just that the Eagles, the only thing they would do is say, yeah, we'll match it or we won't.
Yeah, they're not going to use that, because if they use the transitional tag on him, then he could search for offers, and then if he got one that he liked, the Eagles would have an opportunity to match that, which they won't because, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. He's not going to be on the roster this year, mm-hmm. at least with Carson Wentz. So if they were to, you know, if the Bunner team did make an offer to him and the Eagles didn't match it, then he would just leave and the Eagles wouldn't get any kind of draft pick in return, whether that be via trade or via, a third round compensatory pick in 2020. So they would get nothing in return in that scenario.
So there's no trade that would be imminent like it would a franchise.
Yeah, it's franchise tag or nothing. He's either going to get tagged or he's going to walk in free agency. And those are basically the two options.
I have never been more convinced that, yeah, he's just walking. There's no trade. That's it, yeah. Because, I mean, even if there is, like, you entertain the scenario of Nick Foles being traded after a franchise tag, why wouldn't he just say, yeah, hell no, I'm not signing a franchise tag?
I think if they did tag him, he'd just sign it immediately.
Really?
Because it's $25 million guaranteed. And if he gets tagged and he doesn't sign it, he's basically just under the Eagles' control, and they can trade him anyway. So he's gonna. If it were me, I would lock in that $25 million guaranteed. Worst case scenario, I just play on the Eagles for another year as a backup at $25 million, yeah. And then I'm a free agent again next offseason with a chance to cash in even more. So I think if they did tag him, he would just immediately run and sign that. And then at that point, if they did get traded, he would still have plenty of leverage in terms of working out a long-term deal because the team that would trade for him wouldn't want to have him on their books at $25 million this year either. They'd want to work out a long-term deal. And from Foles' perspective, that long-term deal would have to be somewhere in the ballpark of that $25 million or there'd be no incentive for him to sign it.
And then how long? So let's say they tag him, he signs it, $25 million in the bank for Nick Foles, but then the Eagles have, what, 2-3 weeks to trade him? What's the window?
Well, so the new league year begins, I don't remember the date off the top of my head, I have to check my calendar, but it's roughly the second week of March.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
The deadline to tag him is March 5th, and then I think it's roughly a week after that where the new league year will start. And if you tag him, that's, $25 million on your cap. They'd have to do a whole lot of restructuring of contracts because they'd be way over the cap if they tag him at $25 million. So they'd have to restructure all kinds of guys, potentially cut some players just to fit him under the cap at that new league year. And the way it works is you can't, like, he has to count toward the new league year cap before you're allowed to trade him. So even if you trade him at exactly 4 o'clock on the day the new league year begins, they have to be under the cap with his contract counting toward their cap before they could trade him to the Jaguars, for example.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating.
Well, absolutely fascinating. Go ahead and say your goodbyes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think that's pretty obvious as far as the goodbye goes, but I would just be very shocked, Jimmy. Speaking with Jimmy Kemsky at PhillyVoice.com, if the Eagles did pull something off like that without having anything already in place.
Yeah, correct. I think if they were to use the tag, it would be because they already have a trade in place. Now, in theory, they could just be stubborn and tag him and say, we're going to get something this year for him or it's not going anywhere.
Wow.
Which is possible. And another thing that I kind of realized this morning as well is in terms of the compensatory picks, you gain them in the following year's draft for players that you lose in free agency in the current year. So if he were to walk in free agency, he's going to get, the value of the compensatory picks that you get back, the higher the contract they sign elsewhere, the higher the compensatory pick you get. So the max pick you can get is a third round pick, which Foles would absolutely generate because he's going to get paid somewhere. So if you can trade him this offseason, he wouldn't count toward the compensatory pick formula. You have a max of 4 comp picks that you can get in any one season. So if they traded him and they can get a pick for him this year, they might also max out on the 4 compensatory picks that they could get for losing other players like Brandon Graham, Ronald Darby, Golden Tate, and potentially Jordan Hicks, maybe a guy like Jay Ajayi. So if they were able to trade him, it'd be almost like an extra pick as opposed to an upgraded pick from their 2020 comp pick to getting a pick in a trade this year in 2019. So essentially, they could get 5 picks instead of potentially 4, if that makes sense. So
Jimmy, I'm just glad none of this is complicated. I'm just glad all this is just spelled out, and you're doing a great job with it. Thank you for that, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I understand that's all like super, you know, way down the nerd hole there.
All right. Absolutely. Just a little bit. Here's the other part of this. Speaking of Jimmy Kemsky, Philly voice, if it wasn't Nick Foles' franchise tag, is there really anybody else that you would slap that tag on?
No. I mean, the only other even thought would be Brandon Graham, but no, I mean, not at his age. And I think he's still a very, very good starter in the NFL. But no, I wouldn't put the tag on him.
All right, there you go. Jimmy, Bob, do you have something
to add? Well, Jimmy, of those guys, Darby, Graham, and Golden Tate, do you see any, all, some of them back next year?
I see all three of them on other teams next year. The one guy that I think could return would be Hicks. But of those other three guys, I think Graham, Darby.
Darby, Tate.
And Golden Tate. First of all, if you look at each of those positions in free agency, they're all awful. I mean, the defensive end class right now is really good, but guys like Clowney and Dee Ford and Frank Clark and DeMarcus Lawrence, they're all going to get tagged. So once those guys get tagged, it's not good anymore. Brandon Graham might be the best available player. Darby is, I think, in my opinion, one of the clear top three corners in free agency. Some people think Golden Tate is the best wide receiver in free agency. So all those guys are going to get, you know, some idiot teams are going to wildly overpay them just because they're the best of a bad class.
Quite interesting.
Fascinating. Jimmy, it's crazy. So I got to ask you this because we're having everybody that's on the air with us talk about this. Bryce Harper coming to Philly?
Yeah, it's a good thing that, like, you know, first of all, you have the Foles franchise tag thing that's just dragging out and talked about every possible which way. So I think that and the Bryce Harper, is he going to sign or not, storyline are two, like, I mean, they're simultaneously just two never-ending,
yes,
annoying stories that we just don't get an answer to. But yeah, I do think they'll sign, yes.
There we go. We threw this in the mix because it came about yesterday. Mike Trout talked to the media, so now we got Mike Trout back in it because people are talking about him being a future Philly in 2 years. It's a perfect storm.
I mean, he better with all the footballs that the Eagles players give him. instead of giving the football to, like, a little kid, they're giving them to a guy that, like, makes, you know, is worth well over $100 million. So he better come to Philly if all these Eagle players.
Absolutely. Jimmy Kemsky, PhillyVoice.com. Thanks for clearing up all the stuff regarding the traditional tag, franchise tag, and all that fun stuff regarding Nick Foles, man. We appreciate you coming on. And, of course, how to better serve everyone at Wawa. Always the best.
Thanks, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.